96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you thought the stores were crowded for Christmas shoppers, expect the return lines to be just as crowded. Yes, it is the day after Christmas, and a lot of you are probably wondering what to do about the gift that just doesn't work out. Well, tonight we have ideas and some consumer tips for you. But we'd also like to hear what gifts you receive that you don't plan to keep and why. And also, depending on who gave those gifts to you, would you tell that person? Like perhaps a spouse or a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a dear friend who has absolutely horrendous taste. We're going to talk about all of that tonight. My guests are Tam Hush Lee. She is a personal shopper. We also have with us Lucinda Anderson Hughes, the frugal socialite. Give us a call. I'd like to hear your post-Christmas gift stories at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR, or H Fisher, WHUR. Tam, Lucinda, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that good stuff. Thanks for joining me.
Hello, everyone. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody out there.
Lucinda, are you there?
I'm here, Harold. Hi.
Well, great. I am so glad that you are with us. I want to start with you because today the stores are probably very busy, and I'm quite sure that throughout the next couple of weeks, a lot of people are going to return gifts that just did not fit the bill. Let's start with some things that consumers need to know when they are returning gifts.
Well, Harold, there is a little finesse to returning gifts, as we all know. First of all, I would suggest to not stand in line today. Today is a madhouse in most stores, and, you know, you can really get the best bang for your buck if you return the gifts after New Year's. Lots of stores have very generous return policies around the holidays, and what I've seen is that even stores that have very limited return policies, like 7 days or 14 days, generally extend until about January 15th for gift returns. So not only will you avoid all of the crowds, you can also get those bare-bottom prices that they're going to advertise because it keeps dropping as the days go down.
Okay, so that's for those people who perhaps, even as they return, they may be looking for some other bargains, I would imagine.
Correct. The fact of life is that you can get the same item maybe 50% off if you buy it after Christmas. So when you're regifting, regift with a goal and a purpose in mind. Perhaps you got a sweater that doesn't really fit. You go back to the store in January, and you may find a sweater that is comparable price but higher quality because it was marked down.
And you said regifting. You meant returning.
Well, yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just checking.
I know we are going to talk about regifting.
Oh yeah, and I know that is certainly top of mind. One other thing, because as you said, some stores have generous return policies, others not so much. So, what if you get a gift and you don't have a gift receipt, for example? Is it rude to ask for a gift receipt, or is it possible that you can return something, you know, considering our high-tech electronic age, if they leave a scan bar on it, that you could still return it?
So that's a great question. Number one, please don't go back to the person and ask for a gift receipt unless you definitely plan to get the same item. Mm-hmm. You know, like in my previous example, if you got a sweater that was the wrong size and you absolutely love the sweater, then you may go back to the purchaser and say, hey, I really want to get this. Where did you get it from, or do you have a receipt? You know, and one thing about this is be prepared for now knowing how much they spent on you. For some, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, they may have given you a great designer brand sweater, but they got it from an outlet mall and maybe only paid $20. Mm-hmm. So if you feel that you would be offended by that, then definitely don't go back and ask for that receipt.
How about that?
Yeah. But be prepared to know that the $80 value gift that you received may only get you $40 or $30 when you take it back after Christmas, because they're going to give you the current selling price, which will be discounted.
Okay, that's good to know. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about dealing with those gifts that don't quite fit your tastes or just don't fit. And what do you think about regifting? And is it rude to tell your loved one that perhaps this just wasn't what you wanted? So, Tam, okay, before I go to the phone lines, your thoughts on telling a loved one that, you know, no, I really don't care for that Argyle sweater with the bells on it.
There's a right way to handle gifts that people dislike, you know? I say this all the time. I feel like the goal in gift giving is you want your spouse or your loved one to love the gift. And so you go into it without expectation. You buy gifts without expectation. So we should get out our feelings and totally.
She said get out of her feelings.
Yes, get out of our feelings.
Okay.
And already know that if that person needs to return it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, because ultimately you want them to wear it. You don't want them to stash it in the corner somewhere and then it gets lost in the not to wear pile, you know? So you want to make sure that people are getting the most out of their gifts. And so I have no problem. Anybody knows who they get a gift from me, they can absolutely return it, because I really want you to love your gift and I really want you to wear your gift.
Okay, so Lucinda, what do you think about that? If you got something from a spouse, or if you got one from, you know, a boyfriend or significant other, would you tell him that you didn't like it?
No, that's delicate.
You have
to know the relationships that you have with people before you decide to say that, particularly because, let's face it, Christmas is a lot of stress. If someone, let's say, saved up and maybe they didn't get things that they needed because they wanted to please you, it could be a real sensitive subject. I have received gifts that I didn't love. However, I loved the reaction of the person when they saw me use it. So you can always find somewhere to wear that outfit, even if it's just a giant. And you
even if it's just a giant.
I'm serious, Harold. You take a picture of yourself and say, hey, perfect outfit I had today when I was running out, so comfortable. Thank you so much.
Wow.
And then you have fulfilled your obligation.
Wow. That's great. I love that.
I have a
selfie.
I have a personal policy that I like people to know that I use their gifts.
Uh-huh.
I post pictures on Facebook, and when I get compliments, I usually tag the person who gave it to me so they know that their gift has gone a long way with me.
Right there next to the collard greens and the cucumbers. Take a selfie, right?
Well, when you're doing your remake of the Shirley Caesar video, that's when you put that on.
Oh, that
I like that. You're batting 1,000. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Did you get a gift that you didn't like and are trying to figure out what to do with it? We'd love to hear about your gift and what your plans are. Let's go to Tyrone. Tyrone calling from Waldorf. Thanks for hanging on, Tyrone. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon, Ms. Darrell. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing?
Hello.
You're doing just fine.
I just got a real funny quick story for y'all. And, it made me think about what the young lady just said. My daughters are 15. And Mr. Harrell, I opened up for Christmas, and it was the ugliest little shirt. And they were like, put it on. And I looked at my wife, and my wife gave me this look, Mr. Harrell, like, I wish you would say something. I wish you would say something. Them babies are 15 years old. You better suck this one up. And I was like, but she was like, I'm going to come down on you hard and frequent. She was like, you better suck that one up. And I thought it was the funniest thing. And then Mr. Harrell, y'all, guess what, ladies? They made me go out in public with it. And I'm looking at my wife again. She was like, you better suck it up. You better take this one for the team. They
wow.
Went to them all looking. But it was one of them little preppy little shirts. And I'm thinking, like, I don't want. She was like, you better. So I just know it was cool, but I like how the young lady says. So, you know, sometimes you just got to bite your tongue.
So what did your daughter say? Did you have a poker face or?
Hey, Mr. Harold, yeah, I had a face like I was at MGM.
Yeah, I was about to
say. I'm trying to win some money. But I'm like, those my babies. They twins. They 15. So that meant something to me. And I had to take that one for the team.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Really tripping. They made me go to the mall. I was like, okay, they really make me walk around the mall with the spangle. You know, because we actually wasn't the Harvard, it was the Harvard. They were like, I'm like, y'all really make me walk around the Harvard? They were like, you better. My wife was like, I'm telling you. Like, yeah, I thought that was funny. Y'all have a good day. I just had to get that off my chest. I know they don't listen to HR. They're 15, so.
Oh, yeah. Eventually they will. So, you know, you got to be on your best behavior. Tyrone, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What is the gift that you got yesterday that you want to get rid of, and how do you feel about regifting? Tam, let's talk a little bit about regifting. What's your opinion about regifting?
I think regifting is allowed. It's definitely allowed, but I think you should do it carefully and wisely. And I think there's a couple of things to consider when you're regifting. Number one is never, never, never regift within the same social circles, family and friends, colleagues, because if somebody happens to see that person with it and they're raving about it, like that could be that very person who just gave you that gift. So I think you need to be very careful about the circles that you regift in. And then the other way, I've regifted like this. I kind of pose it differently, though. Let's say, for instance, someone gave me a shirt that didn't really look good on my body. I may give it to a friend, but I disclose that information and I say, hey, this was gifted to me, but I think that it fits you better. So I'm going to gift it to you. So that way they know that it's not just something that I went out and bought. They're not thinking that I bought it. It's I regifted it and they know. So later you're not caught in the jam.
Yeah, I would imagine. So Lucinda, what do you think about regifting?
I agree with everything she said. And again, personally, I really don't regift. I do the same thing with letting someone know that I received it, I love it, but it doesn't work for me, so they know that I am still giving them something that they wouldn't have had before. When you regift, also make sure that you don't regift anything that someone made, because can be one of a kind. You know, again, you can always find somewhere to put something. And then if you are regifting, think about people in need. And people in need are not always the big charities. When you think about people in the school system, like the teacher's aides, substitutes, you know, temporaries that work on your job, the bus driver that you see all the time, all of those people don't get the recognition, and maybe they don't have a lot of extra money. So if you carefully look at some things that you have and they fit the personalities of folks that you encounter all the time, put it in a beautiful wrapping and present it to that person. And that solves a lot of social issues with regifting, and it also makes someone's day who maybe normally doesn't get a gift.
Okay. I like that idea. I really do, because, as you said, there are some people that you would think about, and they would be surprised that you were actually thinking about them. And so certainly that is definitely heartfelt. Listen, I need to take a break, but before we do, where can people find you online, Lucinda, and also Tam? Lucinda first, please. Where can they find you?
So I am the Frugal Socialite, and that is frugalsocialite.com. I also have Facebook as the Frugal Socialite and Twitter.
Okay.
So you can find me in those areas.
And Tam, what about you? How can people find more out about what you do?
You can find me at lovehushboutique.com, and you guys can follow me on Instagram at Boutique Hush. I will keep you in the fashion know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I want to hear about the worst gifts that you have received and how you dealt with it, whether you regifted them, whether you returned them. Lines are open. I would love to hear your stories tonight. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lines are open. Of course, we're going to continue to take phone calls even after 7:30. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Regifting many happy returns or unhappy returns of the day. We want to hear from you. We'll be back in just a few seconds.